Love saying hello to new players, new rookies. We have pretty much spoken with a decent amount of the Niner rookie class so far this year, but we haven't had the chance to say hello to Matt Breida, who basically, as an undrafted running back, came out of nowhere to be a contributor that I think is going to have a bright future with this team and in this league. All rookies need to do is pass one or two tests. Are you overwhelmed? Do you look like you belong? And I think Matt Breida is passing these tests with flying colors. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. Damon Bruce, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's really good to have you on here. I know it's been a tough start for you guys, and it's not going to get any easier going to Philadelphia this week. But how are you doing? Like, tell me there's a way for you to find some enjoyment in your rookie year, that you are having a good time, that you're using this time to really learn what it takes to be an everyday player in the NFL.
Oh, yes, I'm enjoying it a lot. You know, I knew coming here that, you know, it's going to be a process, you know, rebuilding the whole team and with a new coaching staff. So, you know, I'm just enjoying every step of the way and learning new things every day.
Undrafted out of Georgia Southern, what has this journey been like for you? I mean, when you were at Georgia Southern, I doubt you were, you know, sitting around thinking about NFL dreams, you know, but here it is for you. Or maybe you were. Maybe this is where you've seen yourself your entire career. What was it like to go from nobody recognizing you to now a lot of people recognizing what you do?
You know, it was pretty crazy. You know, definitely, you know, being from Georgia Southern, you know, after my sophomore, junior year, you know, everyone said, you know, I had a real good shot at making it to the NFL. And then, you know, my senior wasn't as good as those 2 years, so, you know, my stock kind of went down, but everyone said, you know, you still got a shot. And then, you know, I knew it was reality, you know, once I had about 16 teams had called me the week right before the draft and were all interested in me and bringing me in. So, you know, I always knew, you know, even since I was little, that is my dream to make the NFL. So I'm just happy I was able to make my dream come true.
Were you expecting to hear your name on draft day? And when you didn't, did it hurt?
You know, I kind of did, you know, I kind of did expect my name to be on draft day just from, you know, what people were saying. But, you know, after, you know, I knew my name wasn't called, that, you know, whatever team, you know, got me, they were going to get a great player. You know, I knew I was going to do everything I can to make the team great.
49er running back Matt Breida here on the Damon Bruce show. So you come to the Niners as an undrafted rookie free agent. And let me tell you, pretty good list of undrafted backs. You got Fred Jackson there, Arian Foster. Priest Holmes was undrafted, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, I think well set up. They say that running backs reveal whether or not they can play in this league very early in their careers. And I think that you have revealed that you can play very early on here in your career. As a matter of fact, the guy that you share your backfield with, Carlos Hyde, is even talking about you guys' little thunder and lightning he's brought up.
Oh, yes. You know, Carlos, you know, he's a great running back. And just, you know, for me being here with him, you know, I learned so much from him, not only on the field, but off the field, you know, how to conduct yourself. And like I said, you know, I'm just happy to be here. You know, I feel like we got one of the best coaching staffs in the NFL. So I just love being the 49er.
How frustrating is the locker room right now with the fact that you guys are 0-7 and heading to the team with the best record in the NFL?
You know, I would say we're a little bit, you know, we feel like, you know, we should have won a lot of those games. We lost by a couple points. But overall, you know, we're all still together. You know, we all believe in each other. And like I said, we know it's a process. We take it one week at a time, one game at a time. And like I said, the wins will eventually come. We just got to, you know, stay together.
Matt's got to be a little difficult dealing with inconsistent touches. Only 3 carries last week. Have you talked about Shanahan seeing more of the field going forward as this becomes about the future more than it's actually about the present?
No. Like I said, I just go out there and do my role on the team. If it's 2 or 3 touches or it's me playing special teams, you know, I'm happy. You know, I'm playing the NFL. That's all I can ask for. Whatever the team asks me to do, I'm going to do. So,
that is
not worried about that at all.
Perfect attitude from Matt Breida. Fantastic answer. I'm sure if they're listening down in Santa Clara, that's exactly what they want to hear, man. I'm sure you got a lot of reps there with C.J. Beathard on the second team before Kyle Shanahan made that quarterback change. What do you think of Beathard? Did both of you guys are going to this rookie experience together? Who are some of the guys in your rookie class that you've really bonded with?
Probably I'll say all the rookies. You know, Ruben Foster, D.J. Jones, Trent Taylor, Kendrick Bourne, all those guys, you know, we all bond close together. You know, me and CJ, like you said, we're taking reps back in OTAs, rookie OTAs and everything. And, you know, I feel like we're all close together. And all the rookies, you know, we're on the same page. You know, we want to become great. We want to bring a Super Bowl back to San Francisco. And, you know, CJ, he's just a calm, cool, and collected guy. You know, when he got in there in the Washington game, he went there like a pro. And, you know, I was very impressed, you know, how he handled himself. And, you know, he's going to continue to do that.
Matt, how does a guy like you end up at Georgia Southern? I mean, you seem to be a major conference talent to go to Georgia Southern. What happened? Did you not expose yourself enough in the recruiting process? Was there not enough interest in you? How does a guy with your talent end up at a small school?
Like you said, you know, guys get overlooked. You know, I had all their D1 offers like Toledo and Ball State, stuff like that. But, you know, I thought Georgia Southern was the best fit for me. It was close to home, and I knew that they were going D1 eventually after my freshman year. So, you know, I just felt like it was the right fit. You know, you definitely know how Georgia Southern, you know, it's a big brotherhood, and I'm big on that. You know, someone's got my back, and they're going to have my back. So, you know, that was the main reason of why I went there. And like I said, no matter how good you are, the NFL will always find you if you got talent, and that's what happened with me.
It's a great attitude, man. You got a fantastic attitude. Where is home? Tell me about home. Are you from a small town with one traffic light in it?
No, I'm from Tampa, Florida.
I've heard of Tampa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister actually lives in Tampa. Do you two know each other? Okay. Should we talk about this?
No. I'll
let you
get on that.
Matt Breida here on 95.7 The Game. You know, whenever we talk to anyone with the Niners, we always wrap up by asking, what's the latest show on Netflix that you decided that you wanted to binge watch? What are you power watching these days, Matt, besides game film, of course?
Latest show. You got me there. Honestly, I don't even know. That's tough. I've been into a lot of, not so much Netflix, but I'm a big Live PD fan. I watch Live PD all the time. I don't know if you watch that show or not, but that's one of my shows I always watch.
No, tell me about it. What is it?
It's basically, you know, a show they go around following police, you know, 24/7, you know, just watching what they do, and it's all live. So they could be pulling somebody over. And, you know, it's all live. It happens right there. So there's no, like, you know, acting or stuff going on. So, you know, it's one of the shows, you know, I just really enjoy and, you know, get to see what they do day to day.
Has coming to the Niners made you more aware of police in society? I mean, obviously, Eric Reed has picked up the torch that Colin Kaepernick started last year. Is this something that you and your teammates discuss? I mean, do you talk about these episodes with them a lot?
I would say no, not a lot. Like I said, a lot of us are close, you know, a lot of us guys, you know, we really don't talk about stuff like that because, you know, I feel like when you get on that subject, it divides a lot of guys. And, you know, that's what we don't need on our team right now is guys being divided. So, you know, we just try to, you know, just, you know, be brothers to each other and stay away from that subject.
Let me tell you, Matt, like I said, there's very few tests a rookie need pass. Do you look good? Do you look overwhelmed? How comfortable are you? Do you look natural out there? And I guess another test is, hey, how do you deal with the media? This was fantastic, man. Great interview. Appreciate your answers. And we wish you the very best of luck going forward, going to Philadelphia. I think big things are coming for you, young man. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Matt Breida here on the Damon Bruce Show. Nice guy.